Welcome, everyone, to tonight's Meagles Momentum Monday call. I'll kick it off this evening with two items of news. One, sad, we'll ask you for prayers for Cheryl Lawrence, qualifying National Marketing Director in Plano, Texas, who lost her father a couple of days ago. He passed elderly, but it's sad for Cheryl and her family, so please do keep her in your prayers and them in your prayers. And some good news for our team in Phoenix, Nikki Westby, who is working hard to get to senior sales coordinator, completed her new team member's 10-1-10 fast track, Tina, today. And that's a great thing, really important progress for Nikki and her team, and especially for Tina. So congratulations to you two. And also, I shouldn't forget the fact that Jessica Roberts, we know that Jessica has her five customers for the month, and she told Jenny earlier today that a family member on whom she has been dripping so effectively for a long time is going to be her one, so that she will have done her 5-1 this month. So well done, Jessica, and we'll look forward to welcoming your family member to the team in due course very soon. Okay, so let's move on to the book, GoPro. We're really enjoying it, Jenny and I, and I'm sure many of you are too. We are up to chapter 6, skill number 3. We're moving along very quickly. And I found it interesting that chapter 6, the title in the book is Presenting Your Product or Opportunity to Your Prospects. Well, most of us don't present, so I've already changed the title to Sharing Juice Plus and the Virtual Franchise with Our Prospects. And it's a short chapter, interestingly, and I think it's short for good reason, because it's sandwiched neatly between the previous chapter, which is inviting our prospects, our friends and family, and even strangers to come to understand, to look at and to understand Juice Plus and to understand our business. And the next chapter, which will be follow-up. It's also a short chapter because I think that the better job we do of skill number one, which is identifying prospects for Juice Plus and for our business, and the better job we do of inviting people to take a look at and to understand them, the easier and the simpler the task of sharing Juice Plus and sharing our business with those people is. And this is consistent with what we've been training and teaching and discussing for a long time now, which is that if we are getting to understand the needs of people we know and people we meet, if that's our focus, in fact, we use an acronym, T-I-N-Y, TINY, which stands for their interests, not yours or not mine. So if we focus on other people's interests, other people's needs, come to know them, then when it comes to, excuse me, got a little frog. Take a sip of water. So if we focus on understanding other people's needs and other people's interests, then when it comes to sharing, we are already sharing Juice Plus or sharing the business with people who have a need, have an interest, and we already know that, which really simplifies things. So, question, whether you've read this chapter or not, when it comes to sharing, what actually do we share? Someone, give me your choice of what it is you share.
The benefits.
The benefits. Yeah, I love that. Share the benefits. Would that mean you might share your Juice Plus story?
Yes.
Yep. You know, because that's what the Juice Plus story is all about, isn't it? It's telling people our true, short, keep it brief, story Eric, the author of the book, makes a good point on page 71. He says, he's talking about his own experience, learning to tell my story was extremely valuable. And that's true of us, learning to tell our story. But he goes on to say that people aren't interested in how much we know. Oh, that's convicting. People aren't interested in how much we know, but they are interested in our story, as long as we don't bore them to death with it. That's also convicting. So people are interested in our story, and we might just explore that a little bit. When you're sharing your Juice Plus story and you're telling people about your experience with Juice Plus, what effect do you think that has on the listener? Obviously, hopefully, it interests them. Hopefully, it intrigues them. But I'm thinking along the lines of it's offering them something. What do you think it means to them as they listen and hear our story? See if anybody's thinking along the same lines as me.
Your story.
I'm sorry. Was that Lily?
This is Sandy.
Oh, Sandy. Hey, Sandy. Welcome.
I got on late. They have to connect with your story. There has to be an emotional connection to your story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And so if you had a good conversation with someone and you sense that your story will connect with them, that's absolutely the time you tell your story. And in my case, if I don't think there is any connection, I'm probably not going to tell my story. In fact, I'm probably not even going to talk about Juice Plus. You know, it's a no-brainer. You're not going to flog a dead horse, which is what I've done a lot in the past, trying to get someone interested in Juice Plus when I had no reason to think they would be interested. I mean, yes, you and I know that Juice Plus is for everybody, but people aren't always ready for it. The other thing I think is true of that connection, Sandy, and I don't know if you agree, but if there is that connection, that emotional connection, when we're sharing our story and when we're telling people about the benefits we've seen with Juice Plus, and by the way, also, when we're sharing other people's true stories, because we do that a lot, and I know some of you know my story with asthma, and you'll share my story about asthma with someone else. The thing I'm looking for is I think it offers people hope. Because in this world, in this life, you know, many of us are looking for hope for ourselves or for our family members, and Juice Plus absolutely offers people hope. Hope for freedom from sickness, freedom from asthma in my case, although I didn't expect it. But I think it's important that we see it that way, that we are offering people hope.
Well, Mick, I have to interject here and tell you just a very quick story. I was doing a three-way welcome call with Laura Scalva this week and one of her new distributors. And, you know, we were chatting about this, that, and the other. She was excited that the Juice Plus had arrived, and her son in his 20s was taking some of the kids' chews. And in our conversation, she mentioned that her son was a lifelong asthmatic. And as you've just mentioned, of course, I could identify because of your story. And so when I told her your story, she got so excited. I mean, you talk about giving somebody hope. Now, I was quick to tell her that, you know, we're not saying that Juice Plus will cure asthma. But, you know, I just explained your experience and a number of other people's experience. And so she was going to immediately get him on the capsules and probably double up. So, as you said, sharing your story with passion, with conviction, and sharing other people's story. And, of course, there's the importance of three-way phone calls as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Eric talks about that very thing. In fact, top of page 70, so much of this is convicting for me because, as I mentioned when we first started this book study, I found so many similarities between the mistakes Eric made when he first got started in his business and the mistakes I made. But he says the following, the pros, the professionals, in our case, the Juice Plus professionals, use tools instead of their own wisdom. And in this case, in this scenario, our story is a tool. It's probably one of the best tools we have in our kit bag, and yet it's a tool and skill associated with a tool that many of us haven't perfected, sadly. But so pros use tools instead of their own wisdom. I must remember that. The pros use live events instead of their own presentations. That's excellent. The pros use other distributors, other Juice Plus reps, to give the facts instead of giving them themselves. That's what you were just mentioning, Jenny. The pros don't present themselves as experts. Okay, guilty, I still want to be seen as the expert. The pros just invite people to learn more about the product or the business, and they let the third-party resource provide the information. So as soon as we've told our story, the next thing to come out of our mouths, especially if our story has left the person, the listener, curious, is, are you open for some more information? Would you like to know more? And if they say yes, and hopefully they will, that's when you don't then launch into a presentation. That's when you offer them, would you prefer to listen to some more information about this very thing on a CD? Would you like to watch a DVD? And so on. And that's where Eric says, after saying what the pros don't do, they don't use their own wisdom, they don't do their own presentation, they don't give everybody the facts, they don't present themselves as experts. What the pros do, they bring passion, enthusiasm, excitement, and belief. And that's where our story comes in, because in 60 seconds, we should be able to convey enough to make the listener curious and to bring that passion, enthusiasm, excitement, and belief. So along with curiosity, the listener is going to say, yeah, I want to know more. Of course I want to know more. So that's a Juice Plus story, and Eric goes on to talk about the importance of using the tools. Going back to the beginning of this chapter, which is so good, short but so good, he makes the point that if we are using the tools properly, then very often we're not there physically with them when they are listening to the CD or watching the DVD. In our experience, if you are, then all to the good. That's even better, but in the interest of your time and your prospect's time, it's just as good to have them watch a video online and then, having made the appointment, which is what we covered in the last chapter, then that's good too, doing the follow-up. But the point he makes here, which is so important for every one of us, beginning with me, is that you and I are not the issue. So if we are with them, that's where he makes the point. You know, we must not try to be the expert. We don't have to answer all their questions or even set ourselves up to feel obligated to answer all their questions. It's simply not necessary. And he says, back in the day, and again, this is me. He could have been describing me. He would sit down with someone and say, let me tell you about all our products. Let me tell you about our company. Let me tell you about our business. Let me tell you about our incredible support team. Yeah, not right. Not the way it works. Take me out of the equation, please. And Jenny remembers those days way too well, I know. And if Rachel was on the call, I would say, Rachel, do you remember me when I was that person? She does. He goes on to say, and this is so cool, that the second problem, as well as making himself the issue, was that most of the people he knew didn't see him as an expert, quite rightly, because he wasn't an expert. So what was the point in making himself appear to be an expert? Anyway, does this ring true for any of you listening? Not necessarily that you fall into that same trap, but can you affirm the importance of keeping it simple, keeping it brief, using third parties, using the tools from your experience? Because we have some experienced people on this call tonight. And even if you're not experienced, you might have discovered the truth of this.
Nick, this is Ginny. Excuse me.
Yeah, yes, Ginny.
Through the years that I've been a distributor, I look backwards and see how, like when you look backwards, how when I first started talking to people about Juice Plus and I was very exuberant, which I still am, but I felt and I inundated them with lots of information, lots of CDs, lots of DVDs, and I overdid it. But I learned through that, and it was all about, like you said, I. I like it much better now the way it is that we have that starter guide to be our resource to help that new distributor. It is so well laid out that it takes the focus off of I and onto the company and the product and the business and the opportunities. I really like that. And it's so simplified compared to what it was when I first became a distributor. The company really has evolved also and come a long way with helping us with that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Ginny. And you make a good point. We are wrong to, I'll put it that way, we are wrong to inundate our prospect with too much information, even if it's not doing the presentation, even if it's not us doing the talking, but too many CDs, too many DVDs. And then, of course, we repeat the same problem by inundating new people joining our teams. And we do it with good intentions. We want people to understand. You know, we talk a lot about bridging the gap and the knowledge gap and the belief gap that exists between a new person starting a business or someone taking a look at Juice Plus for the first time, and where you and we are, Ginny, that knowledge gap, that belief gap is huge, and we want to bridge that gap. But danger in trying to do it too quickly is that, yeah, we just overwhelm people. So, good point. And picking up on that, for me, the most profound statement in this chapter, which I've never heard before, but it's absolutely true, is when Eric, and I'll translate it for us, is when he says, in Juice Plus, it doesn't matter what works. It only matters what duplicates. Whoa. Jenny, didn't you find that profound?
Yes, absolutely. Duplication. It's all about duplication. And, yeah, that's one of the things I love about this business. Probably the teacher in me, that when somebody does ask a question, you know, as a teacher, I was always taught to show them how to find the answer, not just to give it to them. And you can certainly apply that to this business.
Yeah, and that's the point that Eric makes in this. And that's so profound. In Juice Plus, in this business, it doesn't matter what works. Whoa, now stop there. Doesn't matter what works? Well, surely it matters what works. Well, everything works. Anything works. You know, what works for me doesn't necessarily work for Ginny. What works for Ginny, because Ginny knows a lot more about certain things than I do, doesn't work for me. So each of us has to discover what works best for us based on who we are, how we're wired, our experience, our talents and gifts and abilities and skills. We all find what works for us. Also, what we're passionate about. You know, I'm not particularly passionate about in-home parties and wellness presentations, but I do them. But it doesn't matter what works. It only matters what duplicates, and I would go on to say, because that's the only thing that does work. So if 80% of the time we are doing things that duplicate, we're sharing our story, where we are sharing the tools of the business, CDs, DVDs, and so on, in a simple and fun and duplicatable way, that's what works. And for years we've taught, we've preached this message. Whatever you do, make it simple, make it fun, make it duplicatable. And so that's pretty much what Eric is saying here. How are we doing? We're doing for time. Oh, we're doing fine. What about sharing your business story? Because Eric, as he does in most of this book, is focused much more on sharing the business, recruiting people, because this is a network marketing book. And in contrast, right now I would say 4 out of 5, so 80% of the time, we are only sharing the Juice Plus product. More like 20% of the time, we're sharing the Juice Plus business as well. One of the things that Jenny mentioned last week, which she did so well, was when she... Jenny, do you want to repeat that story for the benefit of those listening? Was it Shana down at the health center?
I'm trying to remember.
When you got her started as a customer, you sowed seeds for the business.
I started sowing seeds for the business, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, I was. I took them some complete to sample because I desperately needed a couple of couple more orders to complete the 5-1 last month. And while they were sampling the complete, I said to Erica, the office manager, who ended up ordering both the complete and the choose, I've got to know her over the several weeks that I was doing the physical therapy after my knee surgery, and I knew that she works 2 jobs. She's a single mother of a 7-year-old little girl, and money is really tight. And so in our conversation, I said to her, Erica, look, I know this is premature, but I just want you to know that if you could develop a belief in Juice Plus as strong as mine, I just want you to know that if you're interested in sharing it with a few other people with my help, then this could be an incredible additional source of income for you, because I know you work so hard. But again, you know, it's too early at the moment for us to even talk about that. But I just wanted to mention it so that maybe in a few weeks' time we can talk some more about it. Something like that. Totally non-threatening, just letting her know that this is an option.
And that was totally acceptable to her, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I think she was grateful that I would think of her. I mean, you know, we hear today that people are very often more interested in making money than they are in spending money.
Mm. And that's not surprising.
Right.
People are still struggling financially around the country.
Absolutely.
I see a lot of comments on Facebook. I'm active in a group of almost 6,000 Juice Plus reps, and I know some of you are too. I know you are, Sandy, because you do a great job of inputting and answering some questions there. But it frustrates me that I see all too often people saying, oh my gosh, I lost a customer or I lost a prospect to another business. And the sad thing is that they lost that person because, as you just said, Jenny, that person, as much as Juice Plus may have been important to them, their finances are even more important. So we have to understand the priorities of the people we know, the people we're talking to, and meet them where they are. And if they want to make money, my goodness, let's show them how to make money with Juice Plus, because as a direct result of that, while they're making money, they are getting healthier with the Juice Plus products. Now, when it comes to sharing your business story, the other thing that works really well when you are getting someone to take a look at Juice Plus or when you're getting them started on Juice Plus is to just very simply, very briefly say, oh my goodness, I love what I do, and to share with them your why. Because your business story is nothing more nor less than your why. It's why you're doing this as a business rather than just simply being a customer. Eric, in this chapter in the book, says that he's found that there are 4 elements to every story, and he's talking about the business story. Your background, well, that's relevant if the person you're talking to is a stranger or you don't know the person very well. The second thing is the things you didn't like about your background. So in my case, I tell my story quite often, which is, well, I had 23 years with IBM, great company, great employer, but I was seeing less and less sense of accomplishment and satisfaction in my work, and it allowed me no freedom. I didn't have any freedom. And then third, how this business has come to the rescue. Well, absolutely it has. I have total freedom today. I had to work hard to get to this point, but boy, was it ever worth it. And then lastly, and most significantly, the results. Well, we live in a beautiful home built by our sons. We like to say that that God built the home and Juice Plus paid for it. And this has been our sole source of income for over 20 years. And now it's a very fine income indeed. And we're very grateful for that. However, if you don't have results yet through your business like these, then he says, share how you feel about your future. And that's crucial, because your why for this business, whatever results you've seen, are much more about your future than your past. Your why for this business is your description of what your life will look like, and you describe it with some confidence. You share it with passion and enthusiasm. In 5 years, this business will have allowed me to have that freedom, will have taken me to this point in my with my family. One of our young stay-at-home mothers in this business, who has an eight-month-old baby and two older children, shared with us that when her husband, what was that, Jenny? Was that an event? She got him to watch a video, an online video, where Deanna Christofferson was explaining how her why for this business was to bring her husband home from the business they owned. It was killing him. And this husband, watched that video and said, okay, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for you to bring me home. And so she has, part of her why is, her children are her why, and bringing her husband home from a job that he simply doesn't enjoy is a big why. So if we can share a story like that, if we can share it with passion and enthusiasm, then again, it's offering the listener hope. That won't be their story, but they can identify, they can connect, as Sandy said, emotionally with that vision we have for our future, with that hope we have for our future, and that will give them hope. That will give them a reason to want to know more. Anyone want to comment on that? Because I know some of you on this call have seen that in action.
I think you made that clearer to me than when I had read it in the book. But it's just that the why is not, it's my future why. It's really where I want to be.
Yeah.
It's not where I am, it's where I want to be. That makes sense.
Yeah, totally. In my opinion, that's exactly what it's about, Sandy. And of course, again, just like the product story, we can share other people's success stories. So I am unapologetically sharing the stories of those incredible people over in England. You know, a 19-year-old who made national marketing director in, I don't know what it was, 9 months. And others, it's spectacular what they're doing. And by the time we get to Phoenix in April, where corporately we will introduce a version of the Complete Transformation Program, we will have some of our own stories in the U.S. and hopefully on our own team that go right along with that. More of that another time, but I'm totally excited about that. Okay, that segues me to the last part of this chapter, which to all intents and purposes isn't too relevant to most of us, because this is where he talks about the person with the marker makes the money, the person at the front of the room giving the presentation is the one who's making the most money. But that's not relevant to most people, and certainly in our business that is much less true than in traditional network marketing. But I do want to give kudos to Nikki Westby out in Phoenix, who was one of the four featured speakers at the Women's Empowerment Breakfast. Interesting, those Women's Empowerment Breakfasts and the events that spawned them about a year ago, those events we discovered were so much more effective if, rather than describe the facts of our business from the front of the room, we told our stories. And Nikki Westby, by all accounts, did a wonderful job of sharing her story, which essentially is her why. It's her future why. And it is very much to do with the fact that she has five beautiful daughters, one of whom is, how old is your youngest, Jenny? A year now?
Sorry, I muted myself out. How old is she? No, she's not one yet.
She's not one yet.
No.
But Nikki was up there sharing her story and wowing the audience. And so again, whether you share your story with one person, with a group of 8 or 10 at an in-home party, or at a women's empowerment breakfast with 50 or more, the sharing your story, the passion for why you're doing this business, is so, so effective. But another example, which I'll cite from England, one of the new national marketing directors out there in England, Emma Snedden, I think made national marketing director in 8 months. She has posted beautiful pictures of her at the front of the room giving presentations with her assistant. Her assistant is her 6-year-old daughter, who is up at the front of the room drawing diagrams, basically what we know as a napkin presentation. Her 6-year-old daughter is doing the artwork in the front of the room. Her daughter understands it. She gets it. She knows it. She loves it. She's doing it. And that, for me, I'll post those pictures somewhere so you can get to see them. They are precious. It gives a whole different meaning to the person with the marker makes the money if a 6-year-old can do it. And actually, that's exactly what Eric says. He says, the theme of my story was, if I could do it, anyone could do it. Well, if a 6-year-old could do the napkin presentation with her mom on stage, anyone can do it. I love it. Okay. Anyone want to add anything, make any comments of your own, any insights, anything to do with sharing a story? You just want to see those pictures, don't you?
Thank you, Mick, for sharing those.
Yeah, I will. I will share them. You'll love them. It's amazing. Okay, well, the last page of the chapter is a great summary. Eric says, to summarize this skill set, that is the skill of sharing our Juice Plus and sharing our business, is number one, you are not the messenger. Sorry. You are the messenger. You are not the message. I am the messenger. I am not the message. So keep it simple, Mick. Don't try and be the expert. Get yourself out of the way and use a tool, a third-party tool, which could be Jenny on a 3-way connection call, for instance. Number two, learn to tell your story in a way that will make your prospects curious, make them want to hear more. So share your story, your product story, your business story. Keep it simple, brief, with passion and enthusiasm. Leave them wanting more because you want them to accept the next step in the process. We'll come on to that in the next chapter. And then lastly, when it comes to sharing, whether it's one-on-one or from front of the room, preparation is key. And when you're prepared, it's fun. Now, preparation for a stand-up presentation is one thing, but preparation for sharing your story is another thing. It's fun when you're prepared, and I would translate that as, for instance, meaning you're prepared if you are willing to ask good questions. And we'll come back to that many times, I know, but But the skill of asking questions, asking a question, following a question. My favorite question is, tell me, I'm curious, why did you ask that question? Someone says, well, can't you suppose help with this disease? What about this aspect of your business? I'll give a quick answer. I try to give a very quick, short answer. And then, but tell me, why did you ask? Because if you ask that question, you will learn what you need to know. You'll get to understand where that person is who asked that question. If you don't ask the question, you can jump to the wrong conclusion. I remember so well, Jenny remembers this, we were at a party, a friend's party, and I had just briefly told this stranger about the business that we were in, Juice Plus, and he said, wow, tell me, is that network marketing? Now, that made me cringe a little bit inside, but I do believe I said, well, kind of, but tell me, why do you ask? And he said, well, if it is, I am really excited. So you never know. You just never know. Okay, any last comments or thoughts from anyone?
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
You know, how are you? I
good
love
girl.
That last statement you made about asking them the question. I think that is excellent because we are trying to build relationships, especially if it's people that we don't know. But that is a great segue into getting a foot into knowing them a little better and what direction to take it in.
Yeah,
that
exactly,
awesome.
Lori. And by the way, you know, it applies in life. It's not just for this business. So, you know, I have to kind of remind myself so often. Okay, someone's asked me a question. Here's where the expert starts, the alien starts to come out of my chest. My pride puffs up. Okay, I can give them the world's best answer to that question. I have to fight that. I have to stop that. I have to say, okay, here's what I know, very briefly, but tell me, why did you ask that question? And so wherever we are, whether we're in church, whether we're in school, whether we're at the job, our office, whether we are, doesn't matter where we are, doesn't matter whether we're talking about Juice Plus. Great question. Here's what I know. Tell me, why did you ask? So if that helps, I'm glad, Lori. Any other last comment or thought? We're loving the book.
Yeah, it's a good book.
Go on, Sandy.
No, I think it's a good book. There's, you know, good steps. Some of it is stuff I already know, but it's a refresher, and it's bringing it all to mind and how to do the business.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, jumping ahead to the beginning of next year, it'll be interesting to have a conversation on this call, looking back and say, okay, for whom would this book be a great read for a brand new person? And I'll sow that seed for now. And on that thought, on that note, thanks to all of you for joining us. Thanks for your contributions and comments. And if you're listening to this, if you've listened to this recorded call, thank you for listening. And don't hesitate to come on a future call live and give us your input. So next week, it'll be follow-up. The fortune is in the follow-up. And I love it because that's exactly what Eric says in the first paragraph, the first line of the next chapter, the follow-up. Thanks, everybody. Have a blessed Juice Plus week. You know where we are. You know how to find us. Don't hesitate to call, text, Facebook, or email. And meanwhile, let's get out there and let's build this wonderful business. God bless.
Thank you, Mick.
Bye for now.